Philip Semper Pierre, Acting Director and Curator, today's date is 04/04/18/2022. Dictation is from Maria Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11/15/1983. This is a 38-year-old female presented with pain in her left arm, period. Patient said she thinks something bit her approximately a day or two ago and said the site was at first a small red dot, but now it's getting bigger and the redness larger, period. She says it's hot to touch and increase in pain since it first started. She says pain is approximately 6 of 10 increase with touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies myalgia. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese, young lady. O2 sat is 99% room air. Blood pressure 120 over 83, pulse 79, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, left forearm, the medial surface. There is a erythematous macular lesion, approximately 4 to 5 centimeter circumferentially. It's well demarcated with migrating erythema. Site is hot to touch, comma. There is no fluctuance, no bleeding, no discharge, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, except for left arm as described above, there are no macules, no papules, no vesicles or bullae. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. There is no discomfort with joint movement in our upper or lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is cellulitis, open parentheses, localized, close parentheses. Assessment number 2 is insect bite. Assessment number 3 is left arm pain. Number 4 is tobacco use disorder. Number 5 is obesity, period. Next paragraph. In clinic today, patient received the following. Lincomycin, 600 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 15-20 minutes, after which she was reevaluated and reports no side effects from the medication. Patient was sent home with the following medication, clindamycin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO QID for 10 days, number 40. Next medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days, number 40. Next medication, bacitracin, 500 grams / unit. Apply TID at the site, 10 days, number 1 tube. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given day off to return to work on Wednesday because she works with kids at a hospital, and lesion could be contagious. End of patient.